Enemies, A Love Story is a new movie based on a novel by Nobel Prize winner Isaac Bashevis Singer. Film critic Stephen Schiff has this review.
What do women want? That was the question that Freud found he could never answer. But what do men want? Easy. What a man wants in a woman is three things. Someone to protect and care for him, someone who can be a soulmate and a pal, and someone who can fulfill his sexual dreams. Lucky is the man who finds all three someones in a single woman. Rather less lucky, though, is Herman Broder, played by Ron Silver in Enemies, A Love Story. For though he's found all three, he's unfortunately found them in three distinct women. And long before the end of Paul Mazursky's wonderful new film, he's married to all of them at the same time. The situation is the stuff of farce, but the laughs skate on top of a current of tragedy. Enemies, A Love Story takes place in New York in 1949, and Herman and his three women have all just lived through the Holocaust. Life in the jazzy cornucopia of post-war New York still shimmers around them like a dream, but it's a dream they can glimpse only through the terrifying fog of their memories. Out of gratitude, Herman has married the woman who saved him from the Nazis, a simple, doting Polish servant girl wonderfully played by the Polish actress Margaret Sophie Stein. But whenever he can, Herman sneaks up to the Bronx to be with Masha, a gorgeous, tormented survivor of the camps, who's played by Lena Olin. And just when he seems about to come apart at the seams, his first wife, whom everyone believed dead, suddenly shows up. She's played by Angelica Houston, with a world-weary insouciance that takes your breath away. And when she sees what her Herman's been up to, she can only marvel.
This sweetheart of yours, does she accept this arrangement?
She has no choice. Her husband won't divorce her. She's in love with me.
Are you in love with her?
She can't live without her.
Well, well, well. To hear such words from you. Is she beautiful? Intelligent? Charming?
All three.
How do you manage it? Do you rush from one to the other?
I do the best I can.
Poor Herman spends most of the movie running from one woman to the next, desperately trying to juggle his terrible secrets. He's also a ghostwriter for a crassly ambitious rabbi played to the hilt by Alan King, and ghosting is a fitting occupation for a man who ought to be dead, a man who spent most of the war hiding from the Nazis in a barn, and who now embraces life, especially sex life, with the fervent eagerness of one who was nearly deprived of it. Besides, Herman has learned to be as elusive as a ghost. He's never quite come out of hiding, and he's as furtive and guilty about pursuing his new religion, love, as he once was about practicing Judaism. In Enemies, Paul Mazursky, who directed and co-wrote, has made his richest film yet. And I say that not just because of the gorgeous period recreations by the production designer Pato Guzman, or the exhilarating klezmer music on the soundtrack. Mazursky's direction achieves the sort of delicacy of tone that we're used to finding only in the greatest of European directors. He walks the line between comedy and tragedy with a confidence bordering on bravado, so that by the end you may feel that he's captured the paradoxical essence of the survival experience. That survival can make one hungry for life in a way that may finally prove unbearable. The performances are, all of them, extraordinary, but Angelica Houston hasn't been this good since Pritzi's Honor, and the fiery Lena Olin, who was in The Unbearable Lightness of Being, is absolutely mesmerizing here. Sensual and desperate and furious, everything the Sophie of Sophie's Choice should have been. As for Enemies, A Love Story, surely this is the best movie of the year.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.